You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Yes, it's about time for your miracle. No matter what it is, it's about time for your miracle. We want to thank God for another day, another opportunity to come into your home, into your cars, and to come into your home by the way of the radio stations. Amen. We thank God for this radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. We want to thank God that you're tuning in this morning for your miracle, to listening. Amen. Where you're listening or watching on Cypress audience, we're so grateful for you coming on and being here with us. Praise our God. You stay with me, I'll stay with you for 1 hour. I'm telling you, it's about time for your miracle. No matter what it looks like, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're in, it's time for your miracle. Again, it's time for you to come up, come out, come across, and come through and get what God has for you. Hallelujah. Don't be weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. You must do what? Hold on. You must do what? Hold on. Again, you must do what? Hold on, because guess what? It's time for your miracle. It's time for your miracle, no matter what it is. No matter what you're facing, it's time for your miracle. We want you to be of good cheer today. Hold your head up. We want you to be of good cheer today. Walk in victory. We want you to be of good cheer today. Live in your life now. Live in your life now. When I say live in your life now, it's time for your miracle. It's time for you to live in your life of miracles. It's in time for you to live in your life of peace and joy, hope. Amen. Hallelujah. It's about time for your miracle. We do thank God for you once again tuning into the radio broadcast this morning. Amen. I am true to your host, Apostle Curtis Watkins. Amen. Hallelujah. The power of faith, healing, and deliverance temple, 1219 South Street, located right there in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Amen. Hallelujah. We give God praise. We give him glory and we give him honor for what he has done and what he is going to do. Amen. Hallelujah. For we do not walk by sight, but we walk by faith. Praise God. We take God at his word, because his word is his bond towards us. Amen. We must know that God is with us. We must believe that God is with us. Praise our God. Come on, my friend. Come on, my brother, my sister. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for one more time. We thank you for one more morning that you allowed us to come together, God, by the way of the radio and by the way of Cypress audience. Father, we thank you now, God, that you touch those on the other side of this dial, Father, on the other side of Cypress audience, Father, watching and listening, Father. We thank you now, God, that you would touch them from the crown of the head to the sole of their feet, Father. We thank you now, God. Some have already begun to work in this day. Some have already begun to take care of business in this day, Father. We thank you for the healing power. We thank you for the favor power that will come over their lives, Father. We thank you now, Father God, as they take care of business today, Father. We thank you, God, that everything is worked out on their behalf, Father. And Father, we thank you right now for the sick and the shut in, Father. Those that are incarcerated may be listening, Father. We thank you, God, for working out in their behalf, Father. They may perhaps have a court day here in this morning, Father God. Turn it around. Give them favor, God. God, they may be guilty and they may not be guilty, but God, you know all things, Father. We thank you for touching right now. We thank you for setting the captive free right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Looking unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith right now. And Father, we thank you in advance. We give you glory in advance, Lord. We honor you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise our God. Thank God for you tuning in to the radio broadcast this morning. We want you to know that God is with you. He's not against you. He's with you. Praise God. Thank all of you that will be coming on. Amen. On Cypress audience. God bless you. even tomorrow. God bless you. Thank God for you. Thank God for everyone that is connected. Amen. Because guess what? It's about time for your miracle. No matter what it is, no matter what the enemy is trying to say or do, it's time for your miracle. You must know this, that the word of God is still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And he changes not. Praise God. No matter what is going on, no matter what you're facing, our God reigns, and he lives, and he can do anything. Amen. All we got to do is believe God, trust God, take God at his word. Amen. Amen. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our pathway. But we must know this without a shadow of a doubt, that our God is who he say he is, and he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. So what we have to do is hold on, hold on, hold on. Because guess what? He that will come shall come. And I know he's still God. And I know he's able to do a sin above all we think or act. Praise our God. Hold your head up high. No matter what you're going through with, hold your head up high. No matter what the enemy is trying to tell you, come on. Praise our God. What we have to do is keep the faith. What we have to do is keep confessing the word of God. What we have to do as believers, keep saying what the word says. I like it. I like what the word says. Come on. Because the situation does not speak louder than the word. Oh, that was good right there. The situation does not speak louder in the word. Praise our God. The word take root. The word take shape. The word take form and fashion shape against what the enemy is trying to say or do or show us. Praise God. Again, we walk by faith and not by sight. Praise God. We do honor everybody. Amen. We want to give honor to the Spirit of God once again. Amen. Who is in control. Amen. Because things are not out of control, because he's in control. Thank God for him who's ahead of our lives. And we want to thank God for Lady Watkins. God bless her. We want to thank God for our church mother, Mother Brown. Amen. And to all the evangelists and to all the prophets and to the whole entire congregation of the Power of Faith, Healing and Deliverance Temple right there in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Praise God for you, you and you. Listen, my friend, get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Praise God. We have Friday night service tonight. You don't want to miss it. If you can, come join us. Be there with us. Praise God. In our Friday night deliverance, healing, evangelistic service, come be there with us. Amen. That's a part of our midweek service. Praise God. And I tell you, it's good to get in that midweek service. It's good to be in that Friday night service. Amen. That Tuesday night Bible study or whatever night you have Bible study at your church or a prayer meeting at your church. Wednesday night we have prayer 1 hour. It's good to get there. Good to be there. In the sanctuary, in prayer, in the sanctuary, in the word of God, for Bible study, in the sanctuary, in the word of God, in the word, in service, deliverance service on Friday night. Sunday morning, we'll be right there Sunday morning. Praise God. Amen. And Sunday morning service, you don't want to miss this Sunday. Praise God. What a treat it's going to be. You don't want to miss this Sunday. I want you to come over, come cross, come over, come out, come through, and watch God do what he say he's going to do for you. Praise God, because it's about time for your miracle. Oh, then the 17th through the 13th. Oh, my God. Through the 13th. Praise God. I'm telling you, we're going to be in revival. It's going to be revival. Somebody shout revival. Come on. It's going to be revival right there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Praise God. I'm telling you, Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood, hallelujah, from Miracle Healing Revival Center, Deliverance Center, will be with us all the way from Melbourne, Florida. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 1500 Florida East Avenue. Praise God. Hallelujah. She'll be there. Her and the congregation, they will be there Monday night starting. You don't want to miss this revival. You don't want to miss this, my friend. You don't want to miss this, my brother, my sister. Come out, come over, come cross, come through, and watch God do what he says he's going to do. It's going to be a powerful pack week of healing, deliverance, setting free, souls being saved. Come on. Hallelujah. We come in expecting God to move by his power. Praise God. We're on go. We're on go. We're on go. Hallelujah. Praise God in the Holy Ghost. And I tell you, I believe that the woman of God has a word in her mouth, in her belly. Amen. For us all week long. Praise God. So I'm looking for you, you and you. Come be with us. Again, you say, Apostle, where is it? It's located. That's 1500 Florida Avenue. She's going to be there with us at what? The Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, right there in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Florida Avenue, going to be in Titusville, Florida, right there at what? 1219 South Street. Oh, my God. Amen. Well, yours truly is the founding pastor, Apostle Curtis Watkins. I'm looking to see you, my friend. I'm looking to see you, my brother, my sister. Come over, come out, come cross and watch God. Come up and watch God do what he says he's going to do for you. It's the time for your miracle. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I want to send out our condolences to the bereaved families, to those that are going through bereavement hour. We want you to know that we are praying for you. We are praying for you. Amen. And we believe that God can touch you and take you through this difficult time that you're going through. Those have already gone through it. Amen. And maybe a week or two, a month or whatever, a couple of weeks, hours, a couple of months. Hallelujah. It may be a while, but we still yet praying for you, you that you God will see you through and bring you out. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. And I want y'all to know this. Praise God. If you're in the Oakia area, if you're in the Oakia area, oh, stop by Bible Way Church of God in Christ this tonight. Stop by there. Praise God. And help them finish celebrating their pastor's 40th year anniversary. Amen. Pastor Woods and Lady Woods, Annie Woods. Hallelujah. Come on, help them celebrate this. Help this be a good closeout. We had an opportunity to be there with them on Wednesday night. And oh my God, what a profound word that Pastor Gee brought from, he brought it from New Smyrna. Praise God. I tell you, it was wonderful. It was a good time. Praise God. It was right there. So if you are in that area, and if you're not in the area close by, stop by. Stop by Edgewater. Come on. Stop by. Be in there with the congregation, Bible Way Church of God in Christ. Again, celebrating their pastor and Lady First Lady Woods. Amen. 40 years. Amen. Anniversary. So stop in, amen, and be there with them, amen, on tonight. Praise God. I'm telling you, we're looking for God to move in these services. We're looking for God to do exactly what he say he's going to do. But again, be of good courage, be of good cheer, because our God, he's still on the throne. Our God, he's able to do a scene above all you think or ask. Be of good courage today. Hold your head up high. Hold your head up high. I want you to know today that in the midst of what you're in, God is still who he say he is, and he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. But our thing is, we must keep the faith. We must know and we must believe that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him, and we must not give up. We must not give up. We must not give out. We must not give in. Praise God, because what the enemy is trying to do, he's trying to wear the saints out. What the enemy is trying to do, he's trying to bring shame to the body of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want to go back, and I want us to be in prayer. Amen. We don't have to know them, but we want to be in prayer for the church families. Amen. The church family that lost their pastor in Carolina. And we want to be in prayer. Some of you probably read about it or heard about it. Amen. Tragedy, lost their pastor, amen, due to a gun shooting. Amen. Hallelujah. And we want to pray for this congregation, pray for this congregation, and pray for her family all as well, and her daughters and family, amen, and the church family, and pray for the man, her husband, amen, that God will intervene on the behalf of this family. Praise God. Those of you that know, amen, or know about it, or those of you that know this family, let's be in prayer for them. Amen. Hallelujah. That God would see them through. All right. Again, we're just announcements again. And just if you're in the area, Alabama, if you're in the area, Praise God. Stopped by radical believers. Praise our God. They're in revival. They're in revival. I had a chance to tune in on last night. Praise God. Hallelujah. Pastor Jerome Kelly brought a profound word, amen, to radical believers. That is where Pastor Jamal Moses and Prophetess Carissa Moses, amen, right there in Alabama. You don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss that. If you're in that area, connect with them. Go find out what time it starts. I'm telling you, it has been powerful. Those two nights that I've got a chance to look on it and be on it with the Cypress audience. So tonight, come be with them. Come be with them right there. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Cell. God bless you. Thank God for you. Amen. You don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss it if you're in those areas. So come and be with them in the revival. Share with them. Praise God. Again, let's be in prayer for one another. Let's be in prayer for one another because we don't know. We don't know when we're going to need somebody to pray for us and pray with us and help us walk through some stuff in our lives. Amen. Praise our God. So this morning, I want to deal with, we're dealing with about, it's about time for your miracle. I don't care what the enemy is doing. I don't care what the enemy is saying. I don't care what things look like. I don't care what it seems like everything is trying to come against the people of God. Seems like everything is, the walls are just about to, trying to cave in on the people of God because Satan know his time ain't long. So what he's trying to do, he's trying to steal your joy. He's trying to bring shame to you. Come on, he's trying to bring embarrassment to you. Come on, he's just trying to just discredit God all the way around in your life. But what do we know? And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. This thing that you're going through, guess what? It's working together for your good, and you are the call according to his purpose. Praise God. And it's not going to overtake you. Praise God. It can't overtake you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to be like Jeremiah. Jeremiah was going through so much. Praise God. He was going through so much that he decided that he was not going to talk about God no more. He was not going to bring the word about God no more. He went into a place of isolation. Praise God. And he just wanted to give up because of so much was coming against him. But guess what? He went down memory lane. In his mind, praise God. And he began to think, praise God. He began to think and give God praise and glory about whatever the case was. But guess what happened? He said, Jeremiah said, it's like fire. I can't take it. I will not sit down. It's like fire shut up in my bones. Praise God. Jeremiah had to express that. It's just like fire. I don't care what we're going through as believers. The word of God is like fire. It consumes and it burns up everything that the enemy is trying to bring against the people of God. Don't you let the enemy tell you that it's not going to work. Don't you let the enemy try to convince you that God don't hear you because you're yet going through things and it yet looks like it's prospering, but it ain't prospering. It's forming, but it ain't prospering. Why? Because our God is still who he say he is. I'm going to say this. Ain't nobody bigger than God. Ain't no situation bigger than God. There's no situation going to overtake you because it's not bigger than God. You just got to do what? Keep trusting and lean not to thy own understanding. You just got to keep praying. You just got to keep believing. Hallelujah. Because the enemy is trying to discredit God. He's trying to discredit God. Discredit God. Hallelujah. Because of what you're going through. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come here, Job. Come here, Job. I'm trying to get into this. Come here, Job. Praise God. Hallelujah. Job was a perfect and upright man. Come on here. In his spirit. Come on here. Hallelujah. Screw evil. Praise God. Hallelujah. But oh my God, the Bible say that it came the day that the sons of God did what? Came to present themselves unto the Lord. And Satan came also. So I want you to know Satan's going to try you. Satan's going to be there with you. Praise God. And the Bible said that God asked him, say, where thou coming from? He said, from walking up and to down in the earth, seeking whom I may devour. Oh my God. Satan is looking for you. Oh, somebody need to put that home. Satan is looking for me, but he can't really do nothing to me. Praise God. He's looking for you to seek whom he may devour. Praise God. And the Bible says that God asked him, has thou considered my servant Job? Somebody better help me in here. Has thou considered my servant Job? Hallelujah. A perfect and upright man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Satan looking for you. He looking for you because he wants to do what? He wants to destroy you. He wants to, praise God, make you give up. He want to make you doubt. He want to make you start talking out of the realm of the word of God. Praise God. Excuse me. So he said, has thou considered my servant Job? And Satan said, I have considered him, but, see, this is where we got to know God is still with us. But he said, I can't get to him. Satan can't get to you about the attacks that he's trying to throw at you. So don't fall prey of the attacks and get all tangled up with the attacks. Come on, hold on to what God's word is saying. Hold on to what God's word is doing. Praise God. He said, I can't get to him because thou have a hedge about him. God has a hedge, come on, around about you. Oh, my goodness. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. He has a hedge about you. Praise God. And Satan can't do nothing. Praise God. Satan cannot do nothing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because the hedge that God has around you. So you got to hold fast. You got to hold fast to what God's word has said. Hey, glory to God. And I'm telling you, he said, well, I tell you what. Satan said, if you take this hedge off around him, I'll make him curse you to your face. And see, this is what the enemy is trying to do. He's trying to bring all this against God. He's trying to bring all this against God. And he's trying to bring it to you to try to make you doubt what God has said about your life. Or try to make you doubt what God is doing in your life. So he's bringing all this to you. But the Lord is saying they're going to stand in the midst of what they're in. The persecution. Hallelujah. The persecution is going to be great. It's going to be great. Come on here. People are going to walk away from your life. Come on. You're going to be lied on. Come on. You're going to be criticized. You're going to be talked about. You're not going to be liked. Come on. Y'all count up the cost. Come on. Hallelujah. Satan is trying to discredit God. Hallelujah. He's trying to make you turn your back or change your confession about what you're saying about God. So what he did was the Lord removed the hedge off and around Job. Praise God. And we know the story. Praise God. Job was attacked from the time God removed the hedge from off and around him. Praise God. He was attacked. Come on. Yes, he was. But what I like about it, Job lost his cattle. Job lost his children. First, Job lost his children. Job lost his livestock. Job lost his friends. Praise God. Oh, praise God. But I'm telling you. It came in the household. Job's wife, come on, begin to talk foolish. Come on. And Job says to her, thou speakest as a foolish woman. But I know God. Job was still standing up. But I know God. I know he is. She said, Job, why don't you just curse God? See how the enemy tried to get in there and try to make you look at circumstances, because she began to look at the circumstances that she was surrounded with, that they were surrounded with. Praise God. And then she said, oh, you just need to go ahead and curse God and die. Just give up. See, that's what the enemy wants you to do. Look at somebody, think I'm at church around somebody. Tell somebody, don't give up. Tell them, don't give up. Don't give out. Don't give in. Hold fast to your confession. I don't care how things look. I don't care how rough they get. I don't care what the enemy is trying to do. But you don't change your confession. You don't change your word because of the circumstance of the that's surrounding you. Because God is carrying you. And Satan said, Job's wife said, curse your God and die. Curse your God and die. Oh, but come on here, Job, hallelujah. And then not on the top of that, he came into his house. Then his body got attacked. See, when you're on God and you're standing on God's word, you're going to be attacked. This is what, don't be surprised. Don't faint. Don't cry. Don't give up. Don't give out. Don't give in. Don't change your confession because you're up under attack of the enemy. Hallelujah. God know that he's going to bring you through it. God know that he's going to show his hand. Praise God. This is why you got to get your mind. This is why your mind got to be renewed through the word of God. So when we go through things like this, come on, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which come to try you as though some strange things have happened unto you. This ain't strange for believers. Come on, because God is going to be with us. And I'm, as I'm saying today, right here in Job, praise God, Job did something. Job shaved his head. Hallelujah. Went down and sat cloth in ashes. Praise God. Job said, naked I came into this world, and naked shall I return. In other words, I didn't bring nothing here. I didn't bring nothing to the table. I didn't bring nothing to the table, and I ain't leaving with nothing. If I got to leave, I'm leaving like I came. Uh-oh. Come on, somebody. Come on. If I got to stand, I'm standing like I came. I came in standing believing God. And in the midst of my trial, I'm believing God. And when I come out, I'm going to still believe God. Come on, because it ain't going to change. Oh, praise God. God bless you, Pastor Wiggly. It ain't going to change because God's words is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And he changed not. So what you got to do is hold fast to your confession in the midst of when you're going through what you're going through with, and know that our God, it reigns, and nobody bigger than God. Nobody. It's nobody bigger than God. It's no situation longer, hallelujah, than God. It's not greater than God. So what Job did was Job shaved his head and went down and sat coffins and ashes and bowed his face to the ground, and Job began to worship God. See, this is what we got to do in the midst of what we're going through some stuff. Praise God. We got to stop crying. Number one, we got to stop crying. We got to stop crying the blues. Number two, we got to stop. Hallelujah. Back up. We got to stop talking unnecessary talk that it ain't lining up with the word of God. Stop crying the blues. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Hold your head up. Come on. And begin to speak what the word of God said in the midst of what you're in. Because the enemy is trying to discredit God. He's trying to discredit God in your life. Come on, somebody. I'm talking to you out there. I'm talking to all us apostles. I'm talking to all the prophets. I'm talking to all the evangelists. I'm talking to all the pastors and all the teachers. And I'm talking to the body of Christ. You can't let the enemy, hallelujah, make you discredit God because of what you're going through with. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So Job shaved his head, went down and sat cloth as an ash, and bowed himself to the ground and to do what? To worship God. Job began to worship God. Yes, he did. Job began to give God praise. Job began to give God thanks. Hallelujah. How can you give God praise and thanks when your family just got wiped out? Come on, somebody. And your livestock has just got wiped out. You don't know what's going to go on. See, that's why our trust and our hope doesn't lie in the material things. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can have them, but it don't put your hope and your trust in it. Come on. So all that was wiped away from Job. All that was wiped away from Job. Then turn around, came Job and his friends. Come on. That's why you came have, oh my God. Hallelujah. Friends, the ones that associates, they begin to talk against him. They begin to say, man, you got it done. You have done something wrong for all this to be happening to you. Praise God. Then it came into the household, his wife. Come on. She got tired of it just that quick. She got tired of it. Come on. So she began to talk foolish. Come on. Hallelujah. And Job had to let her know, thou speakest as a foolish woman. Praise God. Then Job's body gets attacked. Come on. Hallelujah. Bible says he broke out with balls and all of this. His body gets up under attack. Because why? Satan thought Job was going to curse God to his face. As I was saying, Job shaved his head, went down and sat cloth in the ashes, bowed himself to the ground, and began to worship God. Job said, naked I came into this world, and naked shall I return. Hallelujah. And Job said, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is what we got to say when we're going through some stuff. Hallelujah. Stop talking any other kind of talk. Praise God. Let your words be full. Hallelujah. Let your words be full of the word. Let your mouth be full of the word. Let your words, the word of God, proceed out your mouth and give God praise. Give God glory. Give God honor. Come on, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning us, concerning you. Don't you change your confession. Somebody better say amen out there. Come on. Don't you change your walk. Don't you change your talk because you're going through something. You're going through something. Praise God. And you don't understand. Praise God. Don't you change your confession because it seems like all the gates of hell has been turned loose on you. Don't you change your walk. Don't you change your talk. Don't you change your confession. You begin to talk because the enemy is trying to discredit God on your behalf. Trying to make you turn state evidence on God. Come on. Hallelujah.